In the 15th chapter of Mark's Gospel, I read verses 6 through 15. Now at the feast he was accustomed to release in one prisoner to them whomever they requested. And there was one named Barabbas who was chained with his fellow insurrectionist who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude crying aloud began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the multitude so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. And Pilate answered and said to them again, "What then do you want me to do with him whom you call the King of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" And they cried out more exceedingly, "Crucify him." Then Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he scourged him to be crucified. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Who was Barabbas? What do you know about him? Well, we don't know a whole lot, only what we read in the gospel record. Matthew calls him a notable prisoner. John said he was a robber. Mark and Luke state that he had been arrested for insurrection and murder. It's obvious that Barabbas was no small-time sneak thief. He was a prisoner of Rome, scheduled to be crucified. His list of crimes were long and major. It's quite possible that he was a member of the zealots who desired by any and all means to overthrow the Roman government. Now, the people that day were given a choice. They could choose to let Barabbas go free, or they could choose to let Jesus go free. This was their choice to make. Pilate asked them, "What you want me to do?" And it's still largely the choice that we all must make. We must choose between following Jesus or following the way of Barabbas. Barabbas saw all of the evil in his life and in society as being external. All the problems were caused by the people out there. Nothing caused by his own self. All that was wrong, as far as Barabbas was concerned, was caused by the Romans being there and ruling over them. Get rid of the Romans, and all of their problems would be solved. In his thinking, it was that simple. And such simplicity is always attractive. We still see this today. Some would say that crime is our biggest problem in this country. If we could just arrest all the criminals, put them in prison and throw the key away, all of our problems would be solved. Or, the problem is with the Republicans, or the problem is with the Democrats. Throw them out of office, elect a new president, a new Congress, a new governor, and that'll solve all of our problems. Or perhaps it's only a matter of proper education. Give more money to our schools. Build bigger, finer schools, equip them with the finest of equipment, raise the teacher's salary, and that'll solve all of our problems. We still want simple solutions. We still like to believe that Barabbas, that all of our problems are external. But the way of Jesus is much deeper than that. He came preaching good news. But the first part of his message was, repent. Repent. Look at yourself. See your sin. Turn from your sin to God. Repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. This, of course, challenges us to make radical changes in our own lives. Who wants to do that? You know, things are going pretty well. If we could just get two or three other things out there changed, then everything would be wonderful with me. I'm doing all right. I like the way I am. The problem is with them. The choice has to be made to follow the radical way of repentance with Jesus or to continue to blame all of our problems on others and follow Barabbas. And the choice is between law and lawlessness. Barabbas was ready to break any and all laws to reach his goal. A robber, a murderer, an insurrectionist. No external authority would be accepted by Barabbas. He would do whatever he wanted to do. Now, in the human heart, within each of us, there's that which resents law, which desires to do as it likes. Why should I have to wear a seatbelt? It's my life. If I kill myself, that's my own business. It's so confining anyway. Why can't I drive as fast as I want to? It's my life. I saw an ad for a TV program the other day, and this person was going to be interviewed who had received 60 traffic citations for speeding. Nobody's going to tell her what to do. She's going to do what she wanted to do. It's my life. Then we say, why should I live by the Ten Commandments? After all, I'm the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. I'll do as I please. But Jesus said he did not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. He said, if you really love me, you will keep my commandments. And he said, a new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another as I love you. The choice has to be made for each of us to follow Jesus and live by the law of love, or to follow in the way of lawlessness with Barabbas. And the choice is then between violence and love. For Barabbas, the way of action was clear. There was no sentimental nonsense about him. Get a club, a dagger. There's the enemy. Careful now, quickly attack. Bash in his skull. Strike the death blow while you can. Stag the dagger home. Deep in his heart. Destroy your enemy. And all will be well. One of the most difficult things Jesus ever said, He said to love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, he said, I know you've been taught an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Give as good as you get. But I tell you, do not set yourself against the man who wrongs you. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn it off with the other also. If a man wants to sue you for your shirt, let him have your coat as well. If a man in authority wants you to go 1 mile, go with him too. The choice between violence and love is clear. Violence seems to bring instant solutions. The way of love seems so slow, so time-consuming, so painful. But Jesus stands for the way of love, for the only ultimate solution is the conquest of love. Well, there's a choice between blaming others or self-examination and repentance. The choice between law and lawlessness. The choice between violence and love. And then there's the choice between war and peace. Barabbas was a man of blood. If he could have, he would have led all of Israel into war against Rome. Odd as it may seem, people still like to walk in the way of warfare. In one of his writings, William Berkeley said, in almost 3,000 years of history, there have been less than 130 years where there's not been a war raging somewhere. In 3,000 years of written history, less than 130 years where there's not been war raging somewhere. Men in their incredible folly have sought, he said, to settle things by war, which settles nothing. And I really wonder where the 130 years without war could be found. I have a big old book somebody gave me at home. It's page one of the New York Times, starting in 1932. And I looked at it a little bit, and on March the 2nd, 1932, the Japanese launched a war against China, which continued to the close of the Second World War. On June the 17th, 1932, Chile had overthrown their government as the army stormed the palace. And in this country, here in the United States, the headline for July the 29th, 1932, tells of the army driving the veterans of the First World War out of Washington, D.C. And the headline read, Bombs and Sabers Win the Capitol Battle. Most of you didn't know that, did you? The veterans of the First World War were in such shape, they came to Washington to protest. And the government ordered the army to drive the veterans out of Washington. 1932. March 8, 1938, we find Hitler sends German troops into the Rhineland. December the 18th, 1937, a U.S. gunboat was sunk by the Japanese bombs. Saturday, March the 12th, 1938, the Nazis seize Austria. September the 1st, the German army attacks Poland. September the 3rd, Britain and France go into war at 7 a.m. September 17, 1939, the Soviets march into to Poland. November the 30th, 1939, the Russians start the invasion of Finland. And on and on and on it goes. And the World War II ends, but the fighting continues. In China, then in Korea, in Cuba, in Vietnam, Cambodia, Israel, Egypt, Africa, Iran, Afghanistan, and other places that you could name. In some degree, the war rages on the streets of our cities. This is the way of the rebels. Destroy your enemies. Jesus gives us another way. Not an easier way, but another way. He came as the Prince of Peace. And He would have us to love one another even as He loved us. And if you forget how much He loves you, remember He wrote it in red. He wrote it in His own blood at Calvary. And He says, I want you to love one another as I love you. He would have us to care for all people as our brothers and sisters so that the guns of war would cease and children would no longer weep for their daddies that are never coming home again. And wives and mothers and daddies would no longer know the heartache and the heartbreak of losing their children in war. Will we ever learn that war doesn't really settle anything? That the way of Jesus is the only way of life. Only way to peace. Jesus demands our repentance. He demands our obedience. He demands that we walk in the way of love and peace, that we become peacemakers who have faith in love, faith in God, and faith in others. We have to make the choice. The people then chose between Barabbas and Jesus, and they said, give us Barabbas. Crucify Jesus. Will we continue, as the world largely has, to choose the way of Barabbas? Or will we make the radical choice and choose Jesus? You can't straddle the fence. The choice has to be made. And Father, quite frankly, it's not an easy choice many times. For we do like the way things are most of the time, as long as it doesn't hurt us personally. But help us to see clearer than ever before here tonight that we would have life, if we would know your peace that passeth all understanding, we must follow Jesus. And it's in His name that we pray.